Om Agnati Miranda Syangana Sadaka Chaksuru Militam Yanatasma Sigurve Namha Sri Chaitanamarobi Sam Stapitam Yanabutare Sayam Rupakaramyam Dharati Swaparantikam. Our question today to you is, who do you say you are? There are a lot of voices in our lives trying to define us and tell us who we are. Sometimes they're uplifting. A parent tells us that we're talented, that God has a great plan for our life, that we can do great things. A coach who draws out your athleticism. Other voices may not be so positive. Other voices may tell you, you're not attractive. There's nothing special about you. Our own thoughts sometimes will try to label us. You made too many mistakes. You missed your chance. Your past is better than what your future is going to be. And when you listen to those voices, it's easy to think, who's telling the truth? Who am I, really? Am I talented or am I ordinary? Am I strong and confident or am I weak and insecure? Do I have a bright future or have I already blown it? Here's the key. The only voice that matters is your voice. Who do you say you are? What you choose is what you're going to become. Now, instead of letting people define you, instead of letting circumstances label you, I suggest you go back to what Krishna said about you in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 58th verse. If you become conscious of me, you will cross over by my mercy all the obstacles of conditioned life. 31st verse of the 9th chapter. My devotee quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O Arjuna, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Keeping Krishna God first place, you can do all things. You are equipped and empowered. Other voices may tell you, oh, the problem's too big. You don't have what it takes. But the real issue is, who do you say you are? 14th chapter, 4th verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva yonishu kantya murteya sambhava tajma brahma mahavir aham bija pradabhita. Krishna says, it should be understood that all species of life are made possible by birth in this material nature and that I am the seed-giving father. Other voices may tell you, you're just ordinary. You will never do anything significant. But you have the final choice. Who do you say you are? Who do you vote for? The problem with some people, I think you'll agree, is that they've chosen the wrong voice for so long that they don't really know who they are. They've let people label them, tell them what they're not, what they can't do. They've allowed circumstances to define them, mistakes, disappointments, and now they've lost their zeal, their passion. If you really let these other voices play in your mind, can I tell you it's going to keep you from your destiny? The only one who really, really, really knows who you are better than yourself is your Creator. Now, He calls you a masterpiece. He says you've been fearfully and wonderfully made. He said you will be mighty in the land, that you are more than a conqueror, strong, confident, approved, valuable. That's who He created you to be. And when you repeat what Krishna says about you, then what you do is you activate His power that's on the inside. But you can't say, I'm weak, and tap into the power. You can't say, I'll never get ahead, and tap into the abundance. You can't say, well, I'm not that talented, and tap into your greatness. Who do you say you are? Not who do people say you are. Not who does your family say you are. Not who do your coworkers say you are. No disrespect, but you're not who people say you are. You are who God or Krishna says you are. People can't always see what it is that Krishna put into you. They can't always see the potential, the gifts, the greatness. If you let them put their limitations on you, convince you that you can't accomplish your dream? Oh, you'll never get out of debt. Oh, you can't overcome that sickness. Then because you're letting them define you, what they're saying is going to come to pass. They may speak negative things, that's true. You can't stop them, but it has no power over you if you don't let it get on the inside. Don't repeat the negative things that people have said about you. Imagine someone asks who you are. Your answer should be, repeat after me, I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
I'm talented.
A
little more conviction, maybe.
I'm favored.
You're not making a statement. You're asking a question. So let's make a statement. I'm healthy.
I'm blessed.
I'm forgiven.
I'm
fearfully
I'm fearful.
And wonderfully made.
I am
who Krishna says I am.
Okay,
your part's over. Thank you. I am not what I feel. I may feel weak, but Krishna says I'm strong. So my report is I'm strong. And when you say that, strength starts heading your way. You're sending out invitations to strength. Now, right now, you may not feel up to par. You might be dealing with an illness, struggling with anxiety, fighting out of a hole of depression. It's easy to wear those labels. I'm sick. I'm depressed. I'm anxious. I'm defeated. That's just who I am. No, that's not who you are. That's what you're dealing with right at this moment. You're not a sick person trying to get well. You're a well person fighting off sickness. Don't let that difficulty become your identity. Don't get into agreement with the negative. Go back to what your Creator said about you. He said, you will run and not be weary. He said, weeping endures for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. He says, you're healthy, whole, you're energetic, you're free, you're happy, you're victorious. Now, if you start repeating what Krishna says about you instead of what you feel, you'll see things begin to turn around. Now, our encouragement is, don't go through life wearing those negative labels. The enemy, Maya, whose job it is to keep us stuck in this material world, is called the accuser. She will remind you of every mistake you've ever made. She will remind you of every time you've ever failed. She'd love for you to wear these labels, unworthy, washed up, no future. As long as you see yourself subpar, not deserving, it's going to keep you where you are right now. Instead of wearing those labels, why don't you say what Krishna says about you? I'm forgiven. I'm redeemed. I'm restored. My past is my past, and my future is so bright, I need sunglasses. Who do you say you are? Not who do your mistakes say you are. Who do your friends say you are? Who do your negative thoughts say you are? What you say overrides, trumps, eclipses all the others. What you say gives it the right to pass. Now, quit saying negative things about yourself. I'm overweight. I'm undisciplined. I'll never get out of this neighborhood. I'll never break this addiction. You're going to become what you believe. 7th verse, 2nd chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Sishyasteham sarimam tvam prapanam. Arjuna tells Krishna at the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, I'm confused. I'm lost. I don't know what my duty is in these circumstances. And why has Arjuna come to that confused, debilitated position? Because he forgot who he was. He's thinking, I'm a Pandava. I'm the cousin of Duryodhana. I'm the student of Bhishma. Dronacharya is my martial arts teacher. But because he forgot who he was in the eyes of Krishna and defined himself in terms of the material body and those temporary relationships, everything turned to chaos and confusion for him. He didn't know whether to go right or left, He didn't know whether to fight or not fight, but he did a wonderful thing, which each and every one of us should follow his example. He said to Krishna, I'm confused. I don't know what to do. I don't know who I am, but I'm asking you, my creator, to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Sishyasteham. From the Sanskrit word sishyas, we get the English word disciple. Immediately, with a smile on his face, Krishna says back to Arjuna, you are unbreakable. You are insoluble. You can neither be burned nor dried. You're everlasting, invisible, inconceivable, unchangeable, indivisible, unstoppable, and immutable. And you can just imagine Arjuna like, really? After this opener, Krishna, throughout the 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita, pours and pours and pours in confidence into Arjuna. He calls him various times, O mighty armed Arjuna, O beloved child of the Kurus, O descendant of a great race, O best of men, O chastiser of the enemies. Why don't we do like what Arjuna did and start repeating what Krishna said about us? I'm talented, I'm successful, I'm prosperous, free, valuable, I'm a masterpiece. And what you say about yourself is going to become your reality. The truth is that Krishna, he didn't make anyone average. Krishna doesn't do ordinary. Mercedes does not make an average car. You say Mercedes, you know, by the maker, it's not an average car. Am I right? Rolex does not make an average watch. Rolex doesn't do ordinary. Can I tell you, the creator of millions and millions of universes doesn't make anyone average or ordinary. Nobody has your fingerprints. Nobody can do what you can do. But as long as you believe you're ordinary, you're not going to shine like you're supposed to shine. Jay Lewis, an award-winning author, tells us a little bit about her story. I was supposed to be nothing. That was the plan. At 9 years old, my father screamed into my face, you are nothing but a failure. You will never be anything but a nothing as long as you live. I believed him, 9 years old. I forgot that I was created by a great loving God who made me in his own image. Not wanting to disappoint my father, I worked hard at being a nothing. I stopped studying for my classes at school, stopped dreaming the dreams that often shape our future and barely scrape by. By the time I was in seventh grade, I overheard my parents talking about how wonderful life would be for them had I never been born. Because being the youngest, I would have been out of the way and then they could pursue their dreams. In my loneliness and isolation, I read voraciously, often turning to scriptures, first as literature and then as consolation and finally as a source of God's presence. Yet still I believed I was a failure. Somewhere in the midst of all that, I began to write and write and write and write. And I found that with no one to talk to, I began to write to and talk to God. Years came and went. Darkness was all around me. But there in the darkness, I found the light of God's presence. Always there, always comforting. Unknowing as I was, God was always with me. I discovered the truth about the omnipresence of God. Scripture says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will be with me. I discovered that even if I did not know God, he knew me. He believed in me and had never abandoned me. I knew that I could not run from God. I discovered that from being hurt, I could seek to heal others. From having been lonely, I could reach out and erase another's loneliness. From having believed myself to be a failure, I could encourage others to succeed. I could be a woman of honor, a woman of truth. I could change my course. And when I wrote, as I did from early age, I could write about hope. For you see, it is God who has brought me into the pleasant pasture of my middle years. I am an award-winning writer, faithful wife, loving mother. I can look to no one but Him for the joys of my life, my wonderful husband, my beautiful daughters, and my precious friends. And as I look back into my teens, I realize what a great gift it was to spend those lonely nights and days with Him. I have learned that the ugly words that people speak about me say more about them than they ever said about me. Do not listen to negativity. Your Heavenly Father declares in His Word that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Believe Him. You are wonderful, totally unique. God expects great things from you. Expect great things from yourself. Just because someone, even a parent, spoke negatively over your life doesn't mean those words stopped your destiny. Why? Because what Krishna started, He will finish. But what stops us is wearing the labels of negativity. And when we start believing that we're washed up, we stop pursuing our dreams. Now, Maya will work overtime to steal your sense of value, your sense of worth. She knows that if she can distort your identity, who you are, and convince you that you're just average, nothing special about you, then she can keep you from your greatness. Now, I wonder what you could accomplish. I wonder how far Krishna will take you if you just live like you are no ordinary child. Not arrogantly, but knowing that Krishna has placed greatness in you. Knowing that there's a favor on your life that will take you to where you could never go on your own. An anointing that will break every chain, a blessing that will cause you to stand out. Who do you say you are? Not ordinary, not average. You are a child of the Most High God. You have royal blood flowing through your veins. You've been crowned with favor. What's trying to stop you doesn't have a chance. Why? Because Krishna being for you is more than the whole world being against you. And that dream may seem too big. For some people, it may be, but not for you who have been keeping God first place. Why? Because you're not ordinary. That sickness might be the end for others. The medical report says you're done, but not for you. Why? You're not ordinary. That mistake you made should have stopped your destiny, limited your future, but not for you. You are no ordinary child. Krishna handpicked you before you could choose Him. He chose you. When He created you, He stepped back and said, He is very good. She is very good. That same Krishna created universes, flung stars into the sky. He made spectacular sunrises, magnificent mountain ranges. He said about all of that, it's good. But about you, He said, very good. They are made in my very image. Now, don't go around thinking that you're average, that you don't have much to offer. No, you're a history maker. You're a world changer. You're destined to leave your mark. Well, true, this sounds good. I think you got the wrong person. There's nothing unusual about me. I'm not super talented. I don't have a great personality. I don't come from an influential family. Okay, well, as long as you're discounting yourself, you're not going to see your greatness. I'm asking you to get into agreement with Krishna. He said you're not ordinary. Doesn't matter how you're raised. It's not dependent upon how much education you have, how many connections, what obstacles you're up against. When you believe, then doors will open. When you believe, Krishna's going to take you further than you could ever imagine. We want to try this afternoon to wake you up to your greatness, to wake up your dreams, to wake up that business Krishna put in you. Wake up that book, wake up that movie, that song, that orphanage, that ministry. Maybe it seems like it's over your head, but you have to understand you're not average. You're not ordinary. You can accomplish more than you think. You're stronger than you think. You're more anointed than you think. You're more favored than you think. You're more talented than you think. The dreams that Krishna put in you are much bigger than you think. If you're going to see the fullness of what's in you, then you have to start by seeing yourself in the right way. When you know you're not ordinary, when you know you are extraordinary, you'll go after dreams that seem too big. You'll pray bold prayers. You'll believe things that most people think are impossible. How could that happen? You don't have the experience, the funding, the connections. Can I tell you there's a favor on your life that will catapult you ahead? A blessing that will cause people to want to be good to you? Krishna's not asking you to figure it all out, just asking you to believe. Not only to believe in Him, but to believe in who He created you to be. Well, true, I don't feel special. You don't have to feel it. You just have to believe it. If you believe it long enough, then you'll not only feel it, but you'll see it happen right in front of your eyes. I didn't feel like I could start a Krishna mission in Utah, but I chose to believe it by faith. Now, every time I walk into this temple, I know I'm not an ordinary person. I know I couldn't have done this on my own, but the Creator of the universe favored me, favored all of us. There was a time, believe it or not, when I didn't think I could speak in front of people. I'm naturally quiet, reserved, and shy. And every time I flip through the radio station and I hear myself on Cage Coon Radio, I like do a double take. I'm amazed at where Krishna's taken me. I'm not ordinary. Now, I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on the greatness of our God. And He wants to take you places that you've never dreamed. What He has planned for your future is bigger and more rewarding than anything you've ever imagined. In a letter Prabhupada wrote to Sukadev in 1973, he says, "A pure devotee always thinks of him or herself as being empowered by Krishna. That is a good attitude. A dog is a faithful servant. One who thinks he is Krishna's dog comes to the highest platform of spiritual empowerment. Krishna has given everyone something extraordinary, and to serve Krishna with one's extraordinary talent is the key to successful life." Know this, Krishna wouldn't ask you to do something if He hadn't already given you what you need. You may not have tapped into it yet, but it's in you. Krishna is calling you a mighty hero. Other voices may call you ordinary, not talented, weak, afraid. Well, somebody is wrong. These are two conflicting reports. You're either a mighty hero or you're weak and unable. Now, here's what I've learned. You get to choose. Who do you say you are? Either voice can come to pass. It's just dependent on who you agree with. Our question tonight is, are you going to agree with Krishna and say, "Yes, I believe I'm a mighty hero. I'm equipped. I'm empowered. I believe I am well able to fulfill my destiny"? Or are you going to just start making excuses and stay stuck where you are? True, I wasn't raised in a good environment. I've had some bad breaks. This company did me wrong. This person walked out on me. Nobody will help me with my dream. Respectfully, none of that matters. What Krishna has ordained for you cannot be stopped by people, by bad breaks, by disappointments. Krishna already knew it was going to happen. He's already lined up what you need. Now He's calling you a mighty hero. He's calling you to set new standards, calling you to take your family, your generation to a new level, a mighty hero to break curses that get passed down from generation to generation. He's calling you to put an end to that dysfunction, to break that addiction, to write that book, start that company. Sometimes Krishna will let the odds stack up against you in a great way so that when he turns it around, you'll know it's him and it's not you. Practically the last words, the most empowering finale of the Bhagavad Gita, Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna Yata Parta Danudara Yata Sri Abhiju Dhuvanitir Matam Mama. Wherever there's Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is his devotee who puts him first place, there will also be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. Arjuna, by the time he'd heard the 700 verses of the Bhagavad Gita, had completely thrown off all of his self-doubts, clarified exactly who he was according to his creator, and entered with gusto into the battle according to the order of Krishna. What was Arjuna's qualification? He listened to Krishna and then he surrendered to the greatest power in the world. So I'm urging you to do like Arjuna. Surrender to the greatest power in the universe, who is seated in your heart, ready to take charge to enliven you towards victory. In a rap version of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, "Arjuna, the things you do, the gifts you give, and every tasty veggie dish, offer them to me with love and see yourself enriched. Cup of water makes me smile, though I could drink an ocean of flower, fruit, and leaf are fine if they're offered in devotion. Keeping me in the center, your karma will never interfere, because loving devotional service is the dharma of the spiritual atmosphere. I don't play any favorites. Everyone gets what they desire. So if someone longs for me, I'm naturally inspired. Even if you mess up a time or two, I won't make any complaint. Just rise up again. You can still shine like a saint. The undiluted souls, Mahatmas, know reality and feeling my protection. The flow of their affection comes to me. They sing my sacred names with voices sweet and stake their rightful claims at my lotus feet. I see, maintain, and shelter all. I am the seed of everyone. I am everyone's best friend, the beginning, middle, and end. Arjuna, tell the people boldly, Krishna devotee never dies. Men and women, high and lowly, everyone's equal in my eyes. Anyone who comes to me will never be denied. Success is guaranteed. Bhakti yoga will set you free. Just think of me, become my devotee, and you will be liberated eternally." When Krishna calls you a mighty hero, if you'll get in agreement with him, you will become a mighty hero. He'll make things happen that you couldn't make happen on your own. Now, Krishna wants to do something great in your life, despite the odds being against you. He's not limited by what you don't have, by what the economy is doing, by what hasn't working out. When Krishna calls you a mighty hero, a mighty heroine, get into agreement with him. Then you will become a mighty hero. Krishna wants to do something great in your life. And what a shame it would be to live and die without ever knowing who you really are, without ever knowing what you could become if you saw yourself the way Krishna sees you. What dreams you could accomplish, what obstacles you could overcome, what businesses could you build, what books could you write, what influence could you have if you only knew who you are. Krishna calls you what you are before you become it. Then it's up to you to step into the middle of what he has destined for you. If you'll get this down in your spirit, you'll see it become a reality. Arjuna never dreamed that one day he would be in the Bhagavad Gita. He never dreamed that thousands of years later, we'd be telling his story in Spanish Fork, Utah. You just never know where Krishna's going to take you. You don't know the doors he's going to open, the enemies he's going to defeat, the influence you're going to have. There's an awesome future ahead of you, but it depends on how you see yourself. Who do you say you are? Average, limited, disadvantaged, not able. That's going to keep you from your destiny. Don't let people define you. Instead of letting past labels tell you who you are, why don't you go back to what Krishna says about you? He's the one who made you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like Arjuna, in the beginning, you may not realize who you are, but when Krishna reminded him, he rose up and left his mark. Maybe this afternoon, Krishna is using me to remind you of who you are. You are a mighty hero. You are a masterpiece. You are strong, valuable, talented, confident, healthy, anointed, victorious, forgiven. You are no ordinary person. Put your shoulders back. Hold your head up high. And step up to who you are created to be. If you do this, I believe you're going to see Krishna show up and show out in your life. New doors are about to open, new opportunities, giants are about to come down, healing, favor, breakthrough, the fullness of your destiny in this life and next life. You're going to go back to home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.